This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio. That's just the way it is.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas for the past 70 years, this is Kansas Public Radio. The place to find NPR news, the weather, and a whole lot more. Speaking of the weather, did you wake up around 3:30 this morning to a large hailstorm moving through Lawrence? Well, we had one, and according to the National Weather Service, some of those bits of hail were about an inch or greater in size. Thunderstorms still possible this morning until about 10 a.m., so the Weather Service says. Here in Lawrence, we've got some heavy rain, lightning, 63 degrees. In Abilene, windy and 52. Topeka, windy and 62. Right now in Manhattan, it's windy, 53. Junction City, 50 degrees. Down in Chanute, already at 70 degrees at 6:20 in the morning. And in Emporia, windy and 59. So, here in Lawrence, a thunderstorm at the moment, 63 degrees. You're up to date on the weather. The next news update is just a few minutes away, but right now we're asking you to support the station you're already listening to. It's so easy to do, and you're a phone call away. Here's the phone number to call to make your pledge to KPR, 888-577-5268. And to do some of the heavy lifting on the fundraising front, we have brought in one of our expert guests. Her name is Ty Edwards, and she is a history professor at Johnson County Community College. And good morning once again, Ty.
Morning. I'm so excited to be here. I also heard the wonderful storms that Jay was mentioning. My dog and I had a wonderful time listening to them in the night and a little bit this morning. So I don't know if all of you, and I'm like, Jay, it's at Kansas Public Radio this week.
It's the Jay Schaefer Show.
Not just storms, but right, tornadoes in the listening. A little bit even this morning, not tornadoes, but a little bit of severe weather. And so I know you rely on Kansas Public Radio the same way I do, especially when news is coming at us fast like it is with our weather right now. And so Jay mentioned, of course, the phone number, 888-577-5268. There's some of us, you know, me, maybe, you know, two or three others in the listening area that are app people. And or online listeners, and you can, of course, give at KansasPublicRadio.com. Oh, I'm sorry, KansasPublicRadio.org. I'm so embarrassed. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Don't blow it.
And of course, on the app. And as always, we would love our app friends to say in the comment, you know, I'm an app lover, so that we can acknowledge your wonderful app listening when we see your pledge, I will be doing this morning.
We have to have at least a half dozen app users out there besides you. Let me ask you this, Ty. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but I'm going to try this. Can you hear that?
I can hear the hail.
Okay. That was around 3:30 this morning.
Yep.
At my house. I thought the roof was going to come in.
Yeah. And I thought it was a window that was going to come in.
Yeah, I haven't been able to assess the damage at my own house because I had to come in here to KPR. But Wednesday night, we had as many as 5 tornado warnings issued by the National Weather Service. Now, Kansas, thus far this morning, seems to have fared fairly well. When we look to Oklahoma, at least 2 people are dead this morning due to some storms. Tom Parkinson has been in touch with the National Weather Service office in Topeka this morning. He'll be telling us more in his next newscast just moments away. Right now we're asking you to think enough of this radio station to make some kind of an investment, whether it's a pledge of $5 a month or a dollar a day. You can make it happen when you call 888-577-5268.
As someone who's currently sporting my Kansas Public Radio socks morning.
Lay it on me. I know haven't seen it yet, but you have.
Yes, I have seen it. So it's a 1500 Mary Nestor of Topeka will provide. Yes, I know. Mary Nestor is a very wonderful Kansas Public Radio long-term supporter.
Mary Nestor's been giving money to this radio station, I think, since I've been alive. Is that even possible? Every membership drive I can remember, Mary Nestor of Topeka has been trying to give KPR extra money.
Yes, and in order to have that happen today, it's a dollar-for-dollar match for any membership pledge, but, hold the phone, in addition, Security Benefit will match her pledge dollar for dollar up to $12.50. And so that means it is a double match, which, you know, it's always hard for me. You do the power breakfast, right? And I'm competitive. I want to do it right then so I don't forget. But I waited for today. So I'm going to do my pledge today. And I feel like that was a good decision now that I see this. So by the way, challenge to all you listeners. I'm going to do it on the app. So let's see who can get it done first. And do it and or online, and we'll see which one of us can get in there first with our pledge to Kansas Public Radio for all of the wonderful news and weather updates and the Jay Schaefer Show, a new addition
to the
schedule.
You know, we've had a few staffing issues as of late, but I think we're going to get, back to normal here. I will say this. There are only 20 people who run this radio station, KPR.
Wow.
KPR2, the website, the app, all the stuff that we do. It's about 20 people, not all of them full-time. And of that 20, let's say half of them are on-air people, not quite half.
Right.
So when you think about the weather, which can pop up any time, we don't have a very deep bench. So, you know, when I hosted All Things Considered yesterday, because Laura was at a medical appointment, that was fine. But when I, got out of here sometime after 7 o'clock, Daryl Brogdon, our program director, had to keep an eye on the weather and break into classical music. And then he did that till about 9 o'clock. And then Bob McWilliams was given the weather ball, if you will. We keep passing it around because we want to bring our listeners up to date on the weather, especially when it turns severe in the spring.
Yes.
I think that alone is worth something. Something. Is it worth $5 a month? $6 a month? I don't know. You get to decide how much it's worth to have news in the morning, weather, classical music, information, entertainment. Give us a call at 888-577-5268. A number of radio stations have gone away from providing live severe weather coverage. We're still trying to do it. At some point, we'll probably have to stop as well. And, of course, you should always have more than one way to get severe weather. Get a weather radio or what have you. But at least for the here and now, we're trying to keep an eye on the weather and on the Kansas State House. It's got to be worth something. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to KPR. So please give us a call at 888-577-5268.
You know what my Netflix membership does not give me? Severe weather updates about Lawrence, Kansas, or the Kansas Public Radio listening area.
And
right?
How much do you pay for that?
Some.
Well, we all have monthly bills.
That's
I wish all of my bills were as small as my monthly contribution to KPR. If my wireless bill or my cable bill or whatever I'm paying every month, I wish it was as small as the amount of money I give to KPR. It doesn't cost a lot. $10 a month, $1 a day. You get to decide when you pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or on the app.
Ah, yes. I finally trained him. It's only taken how many years? 5. So $6 a month also gets you to the PIN number, right? The $70 need for the 70th birthday PIN.
Right. If you make a $70 pledge to KPR, which you can pay in a lump sum or spread it out over 12 months, which we think is roughly $6 a month, you'll get the KPR enamel 70th anniversary PIN.
Mm-hmm. So exciting. And again, the nice thing about Kansas Public Radio, unlike a Netflix or another subscription, is this is already provided to you, and it's already provided to our community, and you are already relying on it. So, of course, there's members of our community who can't, who are unable to support for a variety of reasons, but if you are able to support Kansas Public Radio and the service it is already providing you and our community members, now's the time.
Now is the time. It's almost 6:30 on this Thursday morning. Jay Schaefer and Ty Edwards here with you. Coming up next, the latest news. So don't touch that dial. Keep this in mind, too. Thunderstorms are possible between now and 10 o'clock this morning across the KPR listening area.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly.
The place to find NPR News, it's KPR, Kansas Public Radio, celebrating our 70th anniversary. We'd like you to celebrate with us by making a contribution to KPR. You're a phone call away from doing that. The number to call is 888-577-5268. I'm Jay Schaefer, mild-mannered newsman, along with history professor Ty Edwards. Good morning once again, Ty.
Morning! This is such an exciting morning to be doing a Kansas Public Radio support membership drive. So in case you didn't hear us earlier, we have to say it is a double match morning. So Mary Nestor is matching your pledges this morning, dollar for dollar, and then Security Benefit is matching her pledge. So it's a double match of any membership pledge amount. And we had a pledge from someone named Jane, who also is a Security Benefit retiree, who says they're going to match for her. So we might be into triple and quadruple matching here. So if any of you are Security Benefit employees or retirees, this is a maximum impact pledge moment. So 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org or on the app.
Or on the fancy app available for iPhone and Android devices.
Correct.
Thank you, Jane. Jane encourages other Security Benefit employees or retirees to make a pledge to KPR today. If you do that, we'll get extra money. Because Mary Nestor, a longtime employee, now retired from Security Benefit in Topeka, she is trying to give us an extra $1,500. She is providing a dollar-for-dollar match to any membership-level pledge. Membership-level pledges start at, I believe, $60, let's just say $70 a year.
Ooh.
So pledge that $5 or $6 a month to KPR and get in on the action. Security Benefit will be matching Mary Nestor's pledge dollar for dollar. So that's a lot of extra money for KPR at stake this morning. Help us take advantage of it by calling in your own pledge at 888-577-5268. I might mention this, Ty. Security Benefit is one of those companies that you read about in Forbes or other business magazines that is consistently ranked as one of the best places to work, which I've always thought was interesting. Here in Topeka, Kansas, the headquarters of Security Benefit, a great place to work. If you work there or did work there, why not call in now? You're already sold on the KPR programming, so why not help support it? Have your contribution matched by Mary Nestor and hopefully, maybe, matched by Security Benefit as well if you're an employee or a retiree of that fine company. We've got more news to tell you about, so Ty Edwards and I will step away from our microphones and bring you more news. In the meantime, you can pledge while the news is on.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle. This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio. A thunderstorm moving through the Lawrence area right now. The Weather Service says we can expect light rain within the next hour. Cloudy and 62 degrees with lightning flashing at the KPR studios. The good news is no severe weather across the KPR listening area at the moment. No severe thunderstorm warnings, not even a watch in effect. The only thing going on weather-wise of note this morning is a wind advisory. This wind advisory is for the Topeka and Lawrence areas as well as Emporia and Junction City. So, no severe weather to report right now. Of course, yesterday we had five tornado warnings issued for northeast Kansas. No injuries reported, but we understand emergency management crews will be fanning out this morning to survey damage, particularly in places like Chase County. A confirmed tornado touchdown in Chase County yesterday. And again, as many as five tornado warnings were issued by the National Weather Service here in northeast Kansas last night and overnight. For today, thunderstorms still a possibility between now and 10 o'clock this morning. Later today, though, mostly sunny skies and breezy conditions this afternoon. We'll have a high near 68 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, with light rain falling, it is 62 degrees. And joining me again is our friend, history professor from Johnson County Community College, Ty Edwards. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here, to have been well informed about severe weather from KPR, including Jay Schaefer for most of yesterday. And I was well prepared, like many of you who are listeners. And that's one of the reasons I've downloaded that no-cost app. But of course, just because you don't pay for the app doesn't mean resources weren't involved in creating it, right?
So yeah, I think it costs like $5,000 for us to develop that app. We're probably still paying for that with your help when you call 888-577-5268.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Kansas Public Radio. It is publicly available to everyone, right? On the app, on the website, or on radio frequency. And that's a model that's pretty democratic, right? It's available to all, but we need your membership support to keep those resources available and at the levels that you are used to, and the excellence that you are used to, and the diversity of programming, right? From trail mix and classical music to news during moment. So we have very good matches for you to sort of boost your membership this morning. So you can boost your membership with a Mary Nestor match, and Mary Nestor's former employer security benefit is double matching this morning. So you really cannot beat this moment for membership levels. And I do want to remind everyone, because it is Kansas Public Radio's 70th birthday this year, they're celebrating with any memberships over $70 with a pin that you can wear on your jacket or your purse or your work bag. You know, stick your kids with them when they're not behaving. What? No, don't do that. That's a joke. You know, just keeping you awake there. So that you can use it and show your support. And I know some of you, like me, are wearing your Kansas Public Radio socks today. So you know what would go well with your Kansas Public Radio socks is a new Kansas Public Radio pin. So 888-577-5268.
You can see that pin on the KPR website somewhere. I'm told it's there. So poke around the website at kansaspublicradio.org. While you're there, make a pledge in support of Morning Edition. Morning Edition is here for you every morning. Four solid hours of news from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm not even going to get into the fact that we have Weekend Edition Saturday and Sunday with Kay McIntyre and Scott Simon and the gang. I would like to thank some existing members who apparently have phoned in again with another contribution. Thanks to Don and Joanne. They appreciate having such great news coverage on KPR. They say it's not common to get such good journalism, but we get it here at KPR. Well, thank you so much, Don and Joanne of Lawrence, for checking in with a contribution this morning. Remember, we are working on a dollar-for-dollar match from Mary Nestor and Mary Nestor's former employer, Security Benefit in Topeka. Matching pledges this morning that come in over the website at kansaspublicradio.org or that are phoned in at 888-577-5268. Ty Edwards and I know that you have tuned in for the news this morning, and maybe the last thing you wanted to hear was us asking you for money. But the fact of the matter is, 84% of the money it takes to run this radio station doesn't come from KU, the state of Kansas, or the federal government. It comes from listeners like you and me. And to many of us, that's the way things ought to be. When I use the Kansas Turnpike, which is a great road, I pay for it. When you use public radio, you should pay something for it as well. I never think of contributions to KPR as donations because, really, we're not doing charity work here, Ty.
I agree.
We are providing a service, and to many of you, it's a valuable service, whether it's State House news coverage, coverage of water crisis events surrounding the Ogallala Aquifer in western Kansas. Earlier this week, we heard about how student behavior in the classroom in public schools has gotten worse since the pandemic. It's certainly drawn the attention of Kansas teachers' unions and state lawmakers. What can be done about student behavior that in some places is getting a little out of hand? These are the kinds of stories that you will hear on Kansas Public Radio. week in and week out. We think it's worth something. If you agree, call in that amount of money right now at 888-577-5268.
Some of us may perhaps part of problems yesterday. But another thing I love about Kansas Public Radio is they think of us as whole people, right? When they think about what their listeners want to hear, it's not only news, right? We get the beautiful music throughout the day. We get the wonderful jazz. We get trail mix. And we get lighter and different content, especially on the weekends, right? Like Moth Radio Hour. I don't know how, but it ends up making me laugh, cry, like both during the during the show. You know, you get Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
The Retro Cocktail Hour.
Yes, or Film Music Fridays. I love Film Music Fridays, right? Like, there's a diversity of content because we all want different things, right, throughout the day and throughout the week, and they provide that kind of content. So if you like any of that content, or you rely on it for a break, right, for your news diet to involve some breaks, these are the kinds of things that you want to support. The wide variety of programming that Kansas Public Radio provides. So 888-577-5268. And if you like on-demand content, of course, you are probably someone who uses the website and or the app. And the way you support that content is also by supporting your local station of Kansas Public Radio. So if any of you out there are tuning in from places other than Lawrence, we've heard a few calls from Lawrence this morning. We'd love more from Lawrence, but also we'd love to hear from some of our listeners in other communities. I know, Jay, I've heard you earlier this week talking about people from Ohio and New Mexico and other states who are calling in. That's so exciting.
Yeah, Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter has made, I don't even want to say several, she's made many, many challenge grants available to KPR. Even though she no longer lives in Kansas, she lives in Ohio, but still thinks enough about KPR to make some extra money available to us. We've got a dollar-for-dollar match happening right now, thanks to Mary Nestor and Security Benefit in Topeka. They'll match your pledge dollar-for-dollar if you'll simply call it in. It's a minute before 7 o'clock. The latest news is straight ahead here on KPR's Morning Edition. And it's my hourly duty to remind you that you're listening to KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. But wait, there's more. K210CR in Atchison and K258BT in Manhattan. Find all of our frequencies online at kansaspublicradio.org. Where do you listen to KPR? Are you in Emporia, Neosho Rapids, Lebo, Atchison, Chanute, Olsburg, Kansas City, Topeka, Leavenworth? Let us know. Give us a call. Make a pledge at 888-577-5268.
Good morning. Most of us...
...million discs later, it's shutting down that service. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, a look at the history of Netflix. You can listen on your phone or radio. This is NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas... FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 91.3 in Junction City.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Rain and thunderstorms still a possibility between now and about 10 o'clock this morning. But the storms will give way to a mostly sunny sky this afternoon. We'll have breezy conditions, wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. And the high temp expected to hit 68 degrees today. Later tonight, a low near 42. And for tomorrow, Friday, sunshine with a high near 63 degrees. Right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, windy, 61 degrees. In Abilene, it's just 50. Topeka, 56. Manhattan, 52. In Junction City, windy and 50 degrees. Right now, Chanute getting a rain shower. Weather Service says Chanute can expect light rain for a little while this morning. It's 66 degrees down there in southeast Kansas. And in Emporia, windy conditions, 57 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library Spring Book Sale on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd with books, CDs, and audiobooks. Details at lplff.org.
Well, we had a pledge that came in, I think last night, in which the pledge person, Wanda Dyer, said, "I appreciate hearing the weather bulletins this evening. May God bless us and keep us all safe." Well, Wanda Dyer, thanks for listening to KPR. She also said that the weather bulletins on KPR last night seemed to bring her some degree of calm, which is nice.
I feel the same way. I know what she means exactly.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a reassuring voice, a Daryl Brogdon or a radio Bob McWilliams bringing you severe weather reports at night. Speaking of the severe weather, we had at least 5 tornado warnings issued last night in northeast Kansas. Thankfully, no reports of injuries. We're not quite certain about the damage yet this morning, particularly in places like Chase County. But we know the crews will be out surveying the damage this morning, and we'll try to keep tabs on that. Right now, we're keeping tabs on our spring membership drive. We're still underway with a dollar-for-dollar match. We haven't met that yet, right? Am I understanding?
That's correct. Okay. You are correct.
All right, so Mary Nestor and her previous employer, Security Benefit, in Topeka are matching pledges dollar for dollar, and it's happening right now when you call 888-577-5268.
We have a new member from Carbondale, Kansas, who has started being a member of Kansas Public Radio, and that is so exciting. Thank you so much for calling this morning, or maybe you did it on the app, but you didn't leave me a note to say it was on the app. I have gotten my app membership in, so I just want to say I win. So all of you who are doing the app, you still have time to beat everyone else. But I did click right through that real quick because, you know, I wanted to select that I was getting my 70th anniversary of KPR pin, right? So if you have a membership of $70 or more in this drive, you get a Kansas Public Radio 70th anniversary pin because they're celebrating their birthday. And this is such an important resource, right? That's been in our community for so long. So, again, you can do the app. You can do kansaspublicradio.org, or you can use the phone, 888-577-5268.
So let me understand this correctly. You had your own contest earlier this morning.
Yes, I won it.
And you won your own contest.
Yes.
You challenged other people to pledge on the fancy KPR app. And it looks like so far, perhaps, you were the only one to have done so using the app.
It's hard to say, you know, but it seems like maybe.
We're not given that information, but you're declaring, I like how you're declaring yourself the winner either way. Thanks for all the people that have checked in with a pledge from Lawrence and from Topeka. Speaking of the capital city, Nathan and Kim say, "Hello, Ty Edwards. This is..."
Yes, I know Nathan. Hello, I'm going to see you next week.
This is, I believe, Nathan and Kim McAllister of Topeka have called in with a pledge specifically because you're here this morning, Ty Edwards. Well, that's
great.
Well,
probably not. Probably because they love KPR and they were like, "Oh, I know her too."
An existing member named Becky in the capital city has checked in with a contribution as well. Thank you so much for thinking enough of Kansas Public Radio. Now in our 70th year of broadcasting, as Ty's been bragging about all morning, if you pledge $70 a month or more,
yes,
KPR will send you a 70th anniversary enamel pin.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what it looks like? Check out the pin on the KPR website at kansaspublicradio.org. And when you mosey on over to our website, you'll notice that you really, the first thing you'll see is a pledge form. The first thing that we're going to do is hit you up for a little money. And why is that? Well, it takes money from listeners like you and me to make public radio possible. Most of the money it takes to run this radio station comes from listeners like you and me and Ty Edwards and Max Paley and Tom Parkinson. People who kick in, you know, a dollar a day or what have you. Be our next caller at 888-577-5268.
I also want to say that the folks that are sponsors, so I love that I can also find out other things that are important to me and my community from Kansas Public Radio. Of course, they always do the wonderful local news, and they do statehouse news, which, of course, this time of year has been really important with the legislative session. That's the primary way I get my initial Kansas State Legislature news. And I know you rely on that, too.
And here's something you may not know, Ty Edwards.
Yes.
KPR has been covering the Kansas Statehouse. And not just the legislative session, but the governor and the Supreme Court,
yes,
and Attorney General, for a half a century. In fact, a few years ago, when the state of Kansas spent $330 million renovating the Kansas State House in Topeka, and by the way, I think it was worth every penny. When they that, they created a specific office space, albeit in the basement of the State House, for Kansas Public Radio. And the state of Kansas makes that available to KPR for free. The Associated Press is down there and a couple of other news folks. But because of our dedication to covering state government, from the governor to the attorney general to the secretary of state to the legislature to the Supreme Court, the state of Kansas decided, you know, we really should give KPR a little office here. They call it the garden level. It's in the basement of the State House.
Hey, it's in the building.
It's in the building. And we get a designated parking spot. Right now.
Hey, that's huge.
That's huge. And right now, of course, we're looking for our next full-time permanent State House Bureau Chief.
Ooh.
Stephen Caranda was the last person to permanently hold that position. He wandered off to the Kansas News Service, where he is now an editor, so we still work with him daily. Our interim State House Bureau Chief is Jim McLean. Probably no one working today has covered more Kansas legislative stories than Jim McLean. Who used to work here as a reporter, a news director, and a State House Bureau Chief. Well, right now, Jim McLean is our interim State House Bureau Chief, keeping an eye on state government. We've got people, we've got resources, but only because you give us $5 or $10 or $15 a month. Most of our support to cover the news and the weather and everything else comes from listeners just like you. So why not call now with your own pledge?
And I also want to say that I love the diversity of content that we get to listen to on Kansas Public Radio, right? So we just talked about how the news is so important, right? Kansas news, national news, even today. I love when I listen to Kansas Public Radio or get on the app or the website and the news is literally answering the questions I have. So today there's news about tornadoes, right, and how the tornado prediction system works. That's right on our minds because of our weather that we've had in the last 24 hours. These are the kinds of questions that Kansas Public Radio answers, but they also feed other parts of our sort of psyche and spirit with the music and trail mix and comedy programming like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. These are the things that you rely on and you enjoy at different parts of your week, different parts of your day. So if you use this content and it's meaningful for you, we need your support. So 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org, or the app. And I should say there is no better time than now because we're doing double match from Mary Nestor and Security Benefit. So you can really maximize your support if you do it now. And, of course, the $70 gets you that wonderful pin where you can show your support to our community. Almost be a walking KPR ad, if you will, and show that you are a member of this wonderful organization.
Well, you've talked a little bit about some of the news we've heard. What's coming up next? Well, the latest news is straight ahead, and then we'll hear about this. According to a new report, pandemic disruptions in healthcare have caused a global drop in childhood vaccinations, and that has consequences.
Even diseases like polio, which are so close to being eradicated, are starting to reemerge.
More on that story in the next half hour here on Kansas Public Radio. We're trying to have some fun this morning during our membership drive. If you can be part of the answer, call in your own pledge. 888-577-5268. If not for me and for KPR, how about do it for Ty Edwards? It's 7:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Clean up.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Things are looking up here on the Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive. People have been responding to Ty Edwards' appeal that people call 888-577-5268. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with Johnson County Community College History Professor Ty Edwards, encouraging you to take part in our spring membership drive. You can do that in one of two ways. You can become a brand new member of KPR by pledging at 888-577-5268, or if you're an existing member, maybe even a sustaining member, you can call in and get upgraded, maybe contribute a few more dollars a month to Kansas Public Radio. You can also pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And we want to thank Mary Nestor and Security Benefit for the Double Match Challenge we've been enjoying this morning. It is a wonderful opportunity. I know I took advantage of it, as did some other folks from Lawrence. Yep, including Jerry and Nancy, who thank everyone for being here and providing this wonderful content. And then some other folks from Shawnee Mission and Lawrence. It looks like some people are upgrading memberships or calling in because the $70 for 70th birthday means that you get this 70th anniversary commemorative pin. So if you want to have that to represent your membership, now's the time. KansasPublicRadio.org. The app, or 888-577-5268.
Michael and Catherine Higginbottom checked in with a pledge and write the following. My wife and I love the quality of the programming on KPR. Every day it fills our house with both wonderful music and informative news about our beautiful state. In particular, Destiny Ann Mermagan with the evening classical programming is an absolute joy to hear every night. We love her spirit, and she makes classical music fun. Thanks for playing the Egmont last night. You rock. Well, thank you to Michael and Catherine Higginbotham for checking in with a pledge, and we'll pass along those favorable comments to Destiny Ann Mermagan, the classical cowgirl who you can hear most nights here on KPR, Monday through Friday, with the exception of Thursday, I guess, when we bring you Classics Live. In any event, Destiny, one of our newest employees here at KPR. Well, enough from me. Let's hear from you. 888-577-5268. Jerry and Nancy of Lawrence have checked in with a pledge. Thank you for thinking enough of Kansas Public Radio. Remember, when news breaks, we'll fix it. This is Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News, I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday, April 20th. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We hope you'll continue to listen all year long. We also hope you'll take out a year-long subscription to this radio station. Pretty affordable because it's whatever you want to pay when you call 888-577-5268. I can tell you that on average, people contribute $10 to $15 a month to KPR. You do what works for you when you pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268. I'll check the weather next.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Showers and thunderstorms still a possibility between now and, say, 10 o'clock this morning. We've had a few rain showers pass through. Nothing like the severe weather that came through last night when as many as 5 tornado warnings were issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka. We've had no reports of injury or any severe damage, but crews are out still surveying places like Chase County, where a confirmed tornado touched down last night. Here in Lawrence, mostly cloudy right now, 59 degrees. Later this afternoon, it'll be mostly sunny, windy. We'll have a high near 68 degrees. Tonight, a low of 42, and tomorrow it should be sunny. We'll kick off the weekend on Friday with a cool high around 63 degrees. Well, my partner joins me this morning, Ty Edwards, my pitching partner, I should say. Mm-hmm. My partner that helps me raise money for KPR. Good morning. Ty Edwards.
Morning.
Have we successfully met any challenges this morning?
Yes. So we met the Mary Nestor Security Benefit Challenge. Thank you, KPR members. Yes, we really, really appreciate all that support. But we are fortunate to have other KPR members that also want to encourage other members to join us. So one of those, we have a really quick challenge. This one's going to be till 8. Make sure that you call or log on right now. And one of the things that I think I enjoy so much about Morning Edition right now is Michelle Martin has moved from Weekend ATC to Morning Edition, and I always listen to her on weekends, so I am so excited that we get to hear her now in the morning. We just heard her right before we went to this break. So, you know, if you are fanning over all of these wonderful folks that provide us news, both at NPR or at the Get That Match.
You know, we've had some brand new members join us, people that have been listening for a while but have never chipped in. I know we had a new member make a pledge from Carbondale. You know, it takes a lot of people to bring you Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and NPR News at the top of the hour, let alone all the music programming and specialty programs on the weekends. It's not just listeners, of course. It's local businesses, area businesses that support KPR. Thanks and a shout out to Merchants, The Burger Stand, and Taco Zone. Also, Yellow Sub. They have all donated food during this membership drive for our staff and guests. You've kind of gotten the short end of the stick on the food, Ty Edwards, because you are broadcasting from your home via Zoom today.
Yes. Ty's Sad Oatmeal is also one of the sponsors of this membership drive.
Yeah, Ty's Sad Oatmeal. Well, no free food from KPR for you. but we know that we've trained you well on how to give out the web address and how to give out the phone number slowly so people can write it down.
Right. You know, it took me years. I finally just programmed it in on my phone, right, because I couldn't remember. You know, I'm a millennial. We don't call anymore, right? We text. So I don't need to remember phone numbers. So 8885. They will take your membership, whatever dollar amount you want to provide, in any form. So we've talked about app, we've talked about website, we've talked about phone. But I guess in the 80s, someone was out jogging, and they just ran right over to KPR, and they brought their membership. And on the radio, they joked about how listeners could bring their membership value in any mode of transportation. So member Ruth Fine rode her horse Abe and brought her membership over to Kansas Public Radio. So I think we would accept that even today. You know, it's a rainy ride day. It's a rainy run day. But we will accept your membership at 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org, app, or via horse.
Yes. If you'd like to bring us cash, we would accept that.
Yes.
I don't think we're up to speed on taking Bitcoin yet.
Nope.
But we will take cash, chains, change, your personal IOU. Right now we're asking you to pledge your support. You can worry about fulfilling your pledge later. The pledge hotline number is 888-577-5268. Because you're listening right now, you care about the news in the morning. On a Thursday morning, a few minutes before 8 o'clock, chances are you listen at this same time every morning, Monday through Friday. We think it's worth something. Clearly you're sold on the programming. Can we sell you a subscription to this service? Take out a year-long subscription right now by making a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling Ty Edwards at 888-577-5268. We will get you on the phone before the day is done. Max Paley is here. Tom Parkinson is here. I think we've got some staffers taking calls this morning. I'll have to look into that. The important thing is to call, to make the pledge. Yes, I'm being told Emily Fisher is taking calls right now. She's one of our newer staff members here at KPR. Thank you, Emily, for answering the phone at 888-577-5268.
And we are so excited. Yay. We've got callers from Lawrence and Nicholas from Cortland, Kansas, who are meeting our Marguerite Braun Challenge. Yay. So we thank you so much for calling or logging on or using the app or riding your horse before 8 a.m. to get your memberships in. And remember, these folks both had the $70 level or above, so they're going to get that awesome pin. And for Nicholas from Cortland, I don't live in the listening area. I stream KPR every day to keep up with Kansas and U.S. news. Your programming is top-notch, and I'm proud to support your good work. Oh, I so agree with that, Nicholas. Thank you so much for that wonderful feedback. So you can join Nicholas and other folks from Cortland and Lawrence at 888-577-5268 or at KansasPublicRadio.org or on the app. If you're app folks, you know, we'd love to hear, hey, I'm an app person, in your comments when you do your membership. So you can say that and let us know that you're one of my app friends so that we can enjoy being no-cost app users together.
I know that you are a history professor and not a geography professor.
Facts.
But yes. Do you know where Cortland, Kansas is?
I don't. I would have to look that up.
Cortland, Kansas is in Republic County.
Ooh.
So not exactly in the primary KPR listening area. But Nicholas in Cortland streams the programming. Of course, you can stream KPR or KPR2 anytime by logging on to KansasPublicRadio.org. You can also listen to KPR if you have internet access. Listen to KPR on Ty's favorite thing, the KPR app.
Yes.
Check it out, KansasPublicRadio.org. You can download the app for iPhone or Android devices. You can also call us with a regular old landline or your smartphone at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. And we pause 2 seconds to allow KPR2 stations to break away and identify themselves. Ty, can you identify us?
I can't. KANU, KPR. Maybe I can. Is it 89.1 Atchison, 89.7 Emporia, 91.3 Oldsburg, 99.5?
Step aside, junior broadcaster. This is the world-famous Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Find us online at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 8 o'clock, time for the latest news. Stick around for the Kansas headlines. Tom Parkinson has more on that in just a few minutes. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, celebrating 70 years on the air.
Good morning, nonstop deadly...
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org.
Cloudy skies right now in Lawrence. It should be partly sunny later today. A 40% chance for rain and thunderstorms this morning. We've seen a few showers pass through eastern Kansas. More are possible between now and, say, 10 a.m. or so. We will have cooler temperatures today, a high around 68. Here in Lawrence, just 58 degrees. In Abilene, 50. Topeka, 54. Manhattan, 52. Junction City with 50 degrees. Chanute, 63. And in Emporia, 55 degrees. Once again today, cooler temperatures, will have a high of 68. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 43. And tomorrow, sunshine, breezy on Friday, a high of 63.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library Spring Book Sale on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd with books, CDs, and audiobooks. Details at lplff.org.
8:20, almost 8:21 on this Thursday morning. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with history professor from JCCC, Ty Edwards, encouraging you to take part in our Campaign for Excellence. What is that, you may ask? Well, the Campaign for Excellence is the name we give to our spring membership drive when we try to convince longtime listeners to invest a little money here at KPR. You're already sold on our programming. That's why you're listening now. Why not help support it like so many thousands of other people have done? Call 888-577-5268.
I'm so glad you're here with us this morning because news, and I listen to Kansas Public Radio and I get all the answers. So like today, just on Morning Edition this morning, why are Americans getting shot after mixing up addresses or cars? Or tornado forecasts are more accurate. Why aren't they saving more lives? These are actual questions that I had right now, which Morning Edition is already addressing in their programming. I love that they're just ready to answer the questions that we have based on the world we're living in today. And that's one of the reasons I keep coming back to Kansas Public Radio. So if you use this content in that same way, right? If it's in 75268, kansaspublicradio.org, or of course you can just hit that blue donate now button right at the top of the app if you are one of those wonderful app users. And Jay, I believe we have another challenge that we're trying to meet this morning.
Indeed we do. Patrick and Carrie Rainey of Lawrence will be adding a $100 bill onto the next 12 pledges that roll through the window here at KPR. That's $1,200 extra for KPR, thanks to the Rainies of Lawrence. So make your own pledge at 888-577-5268. What's that? You're already an existing member? Maybe you're already a sustaining member? Or perhaps you'd like to upgrade. Throw in another $5 or $10 a month to your existing contribution to KPR. I mean, it's tax deductible, and it will come back to you in the dividends that are returned every time you listen to the radio. When you wake up in the morning and tune into Morning Edition, you get the news. Then you get classical music. Then you get more news on All Things Considered. And on the weekends, it's anybody's guess. It's such a smorgasbord of programming on the weekends. Everything from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Weekend Edition Saturday, to the Retro Cocktail Hour Saturday night at 7. We've got a lot to offer here at KPR. That's probably why you're listening. So do the next thing. Take the next step. Make a pledge at 888-577-5268.
Some of you might remember in February, KPR and the Dole Center wonderfully hosted ATC host Juana Summers here, and lots of folks attended in person, but they also broadcast it on KPR then thereafter. And if any of you remember that event, one of the things I loved is she talks about your news diet, right? So the news that you got, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, right? Like, there's all of this diversity of content because they understand that you need different kinds of content throughout the week. So if you consume any of those programs and they're important to you and getting you through your day or your week, we need your membership support to make sure that we continue to provide that great content and it's available to everyone who needs it and relies on it. So 888-577-5268 or, of course, KansasPublicRadio.org or the app. And if you're app people, please put in your comments, I love the app, so that we know all of our wonderful friends who are using the app out there, which again is another great example. No cost app, but of course it doesn't have no cost to produce it. And so by being a member, you're helping to support that. And at $70 or more during this drive, you get the KPR 70th anniversary birthday pin. So you can represent KPR in your membership, you know, on your lapel, on your bag, however you want to show that Kansas Public Radio is important to you.
Ty, we love having you here because you're always so excited to be on the radio raising money for KPR. One of your friends has nudged us on Twitter. Dr. Laura Murphy writes, tune in to KPR News and pledge your support today. You'll hear Jay Schaefer slinging facts about Kansas geography. You'll also cheer up my Kansas studies buddy over at Johnson County Community College, Dr. Ty Edwards, who is eating sad oatmeal.
You may have
missed it earlier. Dr. Ty Edwards was eating some sad oatmeal this morning on KPR, while the rest of us here at the radio station have been enjoying some snacks. Ty is at home, connected to us through the technology of Zoom. And magical radio broadcasting.
That's right.
Before time slips away, I do want to thank Christine from Kansas City, Missouri, an existing member who's checked in with yet another contribution. Thanks to existing member James in Lawrence, who made a nice pledge. Thank you, James. An anonymous caller from Manhattan has checked in with a contribution. Richard in Wamego, an existing member, has made a contribution and says, I think that what you do is marvelous.
I agree, Richard.
I think he's thinking about you, Ty Edwards.
I think it's all of you. I think I'm an interloper. You all do all of the hard work, right? Like, and again, I've been saying this. Jay, I went to work. Jay was on the radio. I came home from work yesterday. Jay was on the radio. I'm like, oh my goodness, what's happening? Jay's doing all the shows.
Not usually.
And it's a special day.
I do believe our regular host with the most, Laura Lorson, will be back on All Things Considered
today.
Yay,
we love Laura.
Love Laura. She pays even closer attention to the weather than I do.
She's so amazing with the weather support. And again, that's one of the things I rely on KPR for, and I know you do too. So 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks also to Rebecca of Overland Park, who became a brand new member today.
Oh, yay, Rebecca!
We have some brand new members joining us from Overland Park, and I know we got a new member checking in from Carbondale this morning. Wherever you are, in Northeast, East Central, or Southeast Kansas, this is your public radio station. It'd be great to hear from Chanute today. Yesterday, or maybe the day before, we took a call from Independence. That's where Andy Taylor listens to us. He's the publisher and editor of the Montgomery County Chronicle. Mm-hmm. And I have to say this, and I'm not just saying it because Andy Taylor made a nice contribution, but Andy Taylor keeps the KPR News Department up to speed on big stories that might be happening in Southeast Kansas, because Andy Taylor tracks them, and then he sends me an email saying, hey, Jay, you might want to know, blah, blah, blah is happening. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we need to pay attention to that. I'm a big fan of newspapers, as many people know. So I hope you support the Montgomery County Chronicle if you live down that way in Southeast Kansas. I hope you subscribe to whatever your hometown paper is. Oskaloosa Independent, Lawrence Journal World, Lawrence Times, Topeka Capital Journal. Big fan of the newspaper here at KPR because, you know, without our newspaper reporters keeping tabs on city government and what have you, we might be in a world of hurt. KPR can only cover so much. And we do it with your help and with your support. Thanks to an anonymous pledge that came in from Ottawa.
Yay, Ottawa!
You can be the next taker when you call 888-577-5268. We think that you should have a variety of sources for your news, information, and entertainment. But one of them is KPR. And how do we know that? Because, frankly, you're listening right now to KPR. So why not call us? The news is next on Kansas Public Radio. Stick around for Kansas News Headlines with Tom Parkinson in about 2 minutes. Partly sunny today, chance for showers and thunderstorms during these morning hours. It's going to be cooler. We'll have a high of 68 degrees. We're waiting on you. We're waiting to hear from you. Please call now with a pledge at 888-577-5268. And thanks.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly.
Fighting and in the U.S. in the near future, which means the U.S. is still in the race when it comes to electric vehicles and lithium-ion batteries. I'm Jackie Northam, NPR News.
And I'm Jay Schaefer, KPR News. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio today. Glad to have you along. A quick reminder that the Top 70 Classical Music Countdown continues this morning on KPR 1 right after we're done with Morning Edition. Of course, if you're listening to us on KPR 2, you won't get the classics. Instead, you'll get the BBC News Hour.
True.
We're hoping to hear from you this morning, me and Ty Edwards, history professor at JCCC. Our number is 888-577-5268. We've had a few takers today, Ty.
Yes, we have.
Just looking for a few more.
Yes, we are very grateful to them because we have a challenge by Patrick Jizz. And so we want folks to do that, to take advantage of that, to make sure that we hit that wonderful membership support level that the Rainies are providing. And I want to remind everyone that if you do $70 or more for KPR's 70th birthday, you get the 70th anniversary pin, which is super cool, and you can use to promote your own membership and your support of Kansas Public Radio. So 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. Or, of course, on the app. So on the website, it's a red button, I believe, and I think it might be a blue button on the app, so you can do both spots to get that rainy challenge.
You know, you talk about that anniversary pin as if it's worth the price of your pledge or something.
I will say
it's not available in stores. So if you want a KPR enamel 70th anniversary pin, you have to pledge, and you'll have to pledge at least $70.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just $6 a month. It's a little less than $6 a month, actually. Make it happen when you call 888-577-5268. If you're just joining us this morning, know this. Patrick and Carrie Rainey of Lawrence mm-hmm. are adding $100 to the next 12 pledges. We've had a few come in, but we've still got room left on that challenge from the Rainies. Have $100 stapled to your pledge when you phone it in at 888-577-5268. Phone it in. Isn't that a great expression we've come up with here in the United States? Normally, people don't want you to phone it in. But this morning...
We do.
This morning, we do. Phone Ty Edwards, or Max Paley, or me, or Emily Fisher. She's another staff member taking calls this morning. 888-577-5268. There's more of Morning Edition still to come. Have you made your pledge yet? Patrick and Carrie Rainey of Lawrence will tack $100 onto your pledge in any amount. So pledge any amount right now at 888-577-5268. And by the way, you can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
Celebrating 70 years on the air, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
Well, we had a stormy night across northeast and east central Kansas last night. What will today bring? Weather Service says it's going to be partly sunny but cooler today with a high temp around 68. There's still a lingering chance for a few showers and storms this morning, but as of right now, nothing severe on the horizon. It'll be another windy day with winds out of the northwest today with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, a low of 43, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine for everyone. Breezy on Friday with a high of 63 degrees. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have partly cloudy skies, 55 degrees. I'm Jay Schaefer, and she is Ty Edwards, history professor from Johnson County Community College. Are we making some headway on this challenge from Patrick and Carrie Rainey of Lawrence?
We are making some progress, but we need more of our members to join us in this work. So Patrick and Carrie Rainey of Lawrence are adding $100 to 12 pledges of any dollar amount. And I'd just like to remind everyone, for 70th birthday, if it's $70 or more, you will get the KPR birthday pin, which you can use to promote your KPR membership, you know, on your lapel or your bag. And you can do that at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org or the app. But I also want to say, like, just listening to that last news story, I think that just connects all the things that are important to all of us about Kansas Public Radio. They are doing reporting on things that are important to us right now, like tornadoes and how you get that information. I know one of the places I get that information is Kansas Public Radio. I heard it from Jay yesterday while I was driving to and from work. Jay has shared with us all the different folks at KPR who were working last night to help try to keep that information available. We had numerous tornado warnings and severe weather warnings in the listening area. I mean, this is just an example of the service that Kansas Public Radio provides and that we literally rely on in some cases for life or death information. I remember the last time I was under the stairs in Lawrence during a tornado warning. I had KPR on because I could listen to it and not kill my phone's battery while I used the radio while I waited in my basement. I mean, I think that's an example of how intimate our relationships with Kansas Public Radio can be. And I'm so appreciative of that. That's why my membership is so important to me. And I know it's important to all of you, too. You rely on it. So 888-577-5268. KansasPublicRadio.org, and of course the app. We'd love to hear from more of you that the app is your favorite thing ever. We get it. We understand completely. But that no-cost app requires support to keep it operational and to create it. So 888-577-5268.
All right, I just sent out a tweet on the KPR News Twitter account. It's a picture of the 70th anniversary enamel pin that you, Ty Edwards, are wearing on your jean jacket this morning. You can get your own pin by making a $70 tax-deductible contribution to KPR. Send us $70, you'll get a year's worth of programming from KPR, plus the anniversary pin. Get it now when you call 888-577-5268. I want to mention this. We're counting down the top 70 classical hits of all time as voted on by classical music fans who listen to KPR. And coming up this morning, we'll be featuring selections 26 through 21, I believe. Okay. Cordelia Brown is on deck. She'll be here from 9 to noon on KPR 1. And she'll tell us which pieces got literally hundreds of thousands of votes.
Wow.
Listen for Chopin, Bach, Tchaikovsky, Wagner, Beethoven, and a whole lot more. As we count down the top 70 classics here at Kansas Public Radio. Here's an interesting side note. When this station first went on the air in 1952, 70-some years ago, they decided, all the people running the show back then, that classical music would be featured on the air. Since day one, and back then they called it good music. Let's put good music on the FM radio. So classical music, or good music, if you will, went on the air that very first day. And 70-some years later, it's a big part of our programming Monday through Friday. If you think about it, on KPR 1, not KPR 2, which is news and talk all the time, but on KPR 1, we've got classical music from 9 to noon with Cordelia Brown. And then from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson. And then later in the evening, Destiny Ann Mermagan, our latest classical music host. We've got a lot of classical music going on. The countdown continues this morning. Right now we're trying to raise some money. So give us a call, make a pledge. 888-577-5268.
There are many times when Cordelia comes on and I'm like sighing in relief. Like sometimes you just need to hear that beautiful music, especially after, you know, the in-depth, powerful news you get on Morning Edition. I just love that juxtaposition, right? The changing of content, which helps get me through my day. I appreciate it so much. And, you know, the trail mix and the film music Fridays and retro cocktail hour. Those are such fun varieties of programming that you get with Kansas Public Radio. And I know we rely on it, again, for weather, but we rely on it for Kansas News Service and the collaborations like Harvest Public Media and all these different ways that our Kansas Public Radio provides us these unique kinds of content that are really important for us to stay informed and to just enjoy the beauty of art that we see in Cordelia's programming, in Dave's, and Daryl Brogdon's, and all of the music shows, right? My wonderful colleague, Bob McWilliams, who used to be a JCCC professor, right? These are all music that we really love. So if these are things that are important to you, we need your support. So 888-577-5268. KansasPublicRadio.org, or we're still waiting to hear from someone in the comments that they love the app. I feel like I've really waited. Yeah. I put it in my comments.
Yeah, we know you love the app.
Yes, mentioned it.
Does anyone else love the KPR app? Let us know when you leave comments along with your pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org. I'd like to thank an existing member, Cynthia from Manhattan, or Cindy, if you will. She's grateful that she's had KPR around for a while, and she thinks of us as family. Well, Cindy, we think of you as family, part of our family of listeners. Thanks also to Ralph from Lawrence, a brand new member. He says,
yay!
Thanks for everything you do. Well, with your help, we will continue to do everything we can do here at KPR, whether it's follow the severe weather or bring you the latest news from the Kansas State House or talk about any and all things around the world on programs like All Things Considered. Support from people like you and me and Ty Edwards and Max Paley and Emily Fisher, it all goes into a big pot, the KPR budget. And that allows us to pay for things like Morning Edition and All Things Considered and reporters at the State House and around the state. Thanks for supporting our efforts here at KPR, now in our 70th year of broadcasting. We couldn't do it without your support, without your pledge of a dollar a day or more, or somewhere in between. We couldn't do it. The number is 888-577-5268.
I was looking at some of the information that I received from KPR prepping for today, and it talks about how it takes $180 a year to support 1 hour of Morning Edition content. So that shows you how when we all pool our membership resources together, we are able to support content that's available to everyone, even before they become a member. And I think that's a really fascinating democratic model, right? I don't get Netflix content till I subscribe. But Kansas Public Radio provides it for everyone. So everyone can get their weather resources, right? Their weather updates. But this way, everyone has access, and we need those who are able to support and become important sustainers in that work. So 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. And we only need two more calls to get the Patrick and Carrie Rainey of Lawrence $100 boost on your pledge. And don't forget that $70 pin that Jay just posted on Twitter. You want to get access to that now, so we need that before 9.
If you're on Twitter, you can get a look at the anniversary pin by visiting us at KPR News, at KPR News. Not sure how much longer KPR News will be on Twitter, but for the here and now, we're on Twitter. And you can follow along at KPR News. Thanks to Eric and Michelle of Topeka. For some reason on the pledge forms on the screen in front of me, I'm not getting people's last names. Are you, Ty Edwards? Am I looking at
this? I'm not getting them either, but, yeah. You know, who,
yeah,
knows?
That's all
who
right.
cares? Who cares?
Well, Eric and Michelle might care.
They know who they are.
They know who they are. Well, we know who you are, Eric and Michelle of Topeka. Thanks for pledging here at Kansas Public Radio. Before time completely slips away, let me say thank you, Ty Edwards, for helping out this morning.
I love you all, and I just want to support you. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you so much. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. We're in a celebratory mood this morning at Kansas Public Radio as we try to wrap up our spring membership drive. You can help out by calling 888-577-5268. Stick around for the classics with Cordelia on KPR.